With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. 400 veterans got COVID-19 vaccine doses this week in Kalispell. The Montana VA healthcare system is standing up temporary clinics like the Flathead Valley event to get shots to vets in rural areas. Amid the nationwide vaccine shortage, some vets are confused about the process and are looking outside of the VA to get a shot. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
75!
Montana VA workers are calling Kalispell area veterans sitting in spaced out folding chairs one by one for their COVID-19 vaccines. 82-year-old Carol Bodine was an Army clerk typist in the 1950s and is one of the hundreds of veterans getting their shots inside the Flathead County Fairgrounds massive Trade Center building. Bodine says she was elated when she got a call from the VA saying she qualified.
It's kind of like a get out of jail free card.
This is the second pop-up clinic put on through a Montana VA pilot program where vaccines are flown into communities so rural vets like Bodine have access. Montana VA Medical Center Executive Director Judy Heyman says the VA is focusing on veterans 75 and older and those with underlying medical conditions. It's using medical records to determine who's most at risk for COVID-19.
So we were able to pull the data and prioritize them based on age and the other medical risk factors. So that's, we're calling to schedule appointments.
A little over half of Montana's roughly 90,000 veterans receive medical care from the VA. The VA is calling vets to schedule appointments for COVID-19 vaccines, but some of those who aren't getting a call are beginning to look outside of the VA for a shot. Terry Baker is a 68-year-old Vietnam combat veteran who says he is still recovering from a COVID-19 infection in late November.
I still lack oxygen and I'm on oxygen at night, and I have COPD to begin with, so my breathing's not good.
COPD is a serious respiratory disease, but VA officials say plenty of vets older than Baker also have those ailments. Baker is hoping he'll be able to get vaccinated through the county.
Yeah, whoever can get it to me first is who I'm going to do it with.
He says time is of the essence, as he's scared he wouldn't survive a second round with COVID-19. Gary White with the Montana American Legion says many vets are getting on any vaccine waiting list they can.
You know, they're trying to be patient, waiting for phone calls from the VA, but they just feel like they're out there on their own right now.
Montana's Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester.
It troubles me to think that somebody's got to go to the private sector to get their vaccine.
Tester, who chairs the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, says the VA needs more vaccines.
The VA has stepped up and they're doing the job, and they're doing the job right, and they need to be patted on the back for that. But Operation Warp Speed from the previous administration has been an abysmal failure.
With only 400 doses per week, the Montana VA has made its way through 5% of veterans in its system, according to VA data. Nationally, the VA has given shots to about 7% of its roughly 9 million enrolled vets.
But I'm here to tell you the fact that we are the 1st of February and the numbers I've got, we're not where we need to be.
Back at the Kalispell Clinic, the Montana VA's Judy Heyman expects the agency's vaccine allocations to increase and is asking vets to be patient.
So the best thing veterans can do is answer the phone when we call, because if we don't get hold of you, we'll go on to the next veteran.
According to a statement from the VA's national office, its weekly allocation of about 125,000 shots likely won't increase until March. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.